As you know, Bill, as you are aware, I have over the years led a glamorous sort of a lifestyle, jetting around the world, hobnobbing with the rich and famous. I once met the man who invented the hobnob, Bill. Did I tell you about that? bit of a tickle in the old throat there, Bill. I once met the man who invented Benelin, too, but that's a tale for another day. As I was saying, Bill, in my life, I have stayed in the finest of hotels, ate the very best food, and drank the world's best wines. I have hobnobbed until my knob could hob no more. In fact, I think it's true to say, Bill, that if I had hobbed even one more knob, I would have hobbed my knob clean off. But truly, it is amazing, Bill, how sharp is the relief into which it is all put into. By the month I have just spent...
I could have sworn I saw you in here last week, and the week before that.
Oh, no, Bill, you're quite wrong. I was there tending to the spirits of the sick and the needs of the needy in Calcutta there. Calcutta, of course, Bill, is the home of the Indians. The Red Indians, the West Indians, all the little Indians.
Oh, God.
In Calcutta, Bill, they have sick coming out of their ears. They are knee-deep in needy, Bill. It is a humanitarian catastrophe, and one in which, I am pleased to say, I have played a characteristically humble but pivotal role in alleviating.
God,
but who, I hear you ask, Bill, who, I hear you demand, oversees my Herculean efforts in that regard? Well, Bill, it is none other than that ancient, wizened servant of the Lord, Mother Teresa. A woman whose benediction and good wishes I received by telephone this very morning. And whose legendary compassion is matched only by the fact that she is...
dead, Morris.
She's...
yeah, she's dead.
Excuse me, will you, Bill? I'm away for a shite.